Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job has begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined back by the one and only Miss Teresa Caputo.
Oh, thank you so much, David. It's so great to see you. You look fabulous as always.
Well, now I get to stare into this amazing closet of yours. I don't know. I mean, I've seen it on, I don't think I knew your closet was this fabulous. I'm having major envy right now.
Well, I had actually, this was my attic over my garage. And I was like, I have clothes all over my house. I have clothes in storage and I could never find anything. And I was like, you know what? I have this empty space. It's an attic. And I turned it into a closet. So
that is,
if you have an attic, you can have a closet like me.
That is so smart. No, I don't have an attic, but I'm moving apartments. I bought an apartment. And when I move in, my closet is going to be that's the one that's going to be killer. I don't know if it's going to be this big.
Yeah, but I don't think people realize how important it is just to have, I mean, for me anyway, like to have things organized. And I'm a visual person, so I need to see something. So for me, it's just like, it was the best thing I did.
Me too. And like, I can deal with chaos in life, but like not in my organization of my, I can deal with chaos in my home, but not in the design of my home. Like everything needs, I'm a little OCD when it comes to the design, but there could be chaos around me in my home. Right?
That's right. As long as my undies are in line, I'm good.
Exactly. Well, you know, you just had some time off. It was the holidays. And I know I saw on Instagram, you were home with your family. So like, how nice was that to be home and have time off from touring and being on the road and be with the family?
It was great because I was away for 9 weeks. So being away for 9 weeks, and you know, Victoria is expecting any time now. So it was really hard to be away, especially, you know, during that time. But it always feels good to be home.
Or how excited are you for Victoria?
Oh my God. First of all, she's doing, I am so happy for her that she's doing so well. Cause everyone knows, you know, she has struggles, you know, with anxiety and depression and things like that. And she is just doing so amazing. I'm like, girl, you better have your hormones checked because whatever level they're at, we need to keep you at this level. Like, because she's like literally on cloud nine glowing. And it's just, I mean, this baby is already so spoiled. I think all grandparents ready to be a grandparent, or anyone when they having a baby, we all say the same things. This baby is so spoiled, but no one realizes it. But my granddaughter, when she's born, she's going to have 7 great grandparents, great grandparents, wow, and 4 grandparents. So it's just like, it's just, it's crazy.
She's so, going to be very spoiled.
Yes.
But that's okay, right?
That's what having children is all about. We spoil our children, but as long as we do it, as long as they still have morals and traditions, we can spoil them all we want. That's just my motto. Well, they have to be good people. They have to be nice. They have to share.
Other than that, I think it's okay to spoil as well.
Yes.
Well, listen, like you said, like you were on the road, like in 2021, like you had a busy year.
Yeah, it was insane. But you know what? It felt so good to be, you know, things weren't 100%, but it was amazing to get back out on the road, be able to do all the shows that we had to postpone from 2020 and be able to get them done by the end of 2021 was great, because I talk about this all the time, David. What I do is so much more than just connecting people with their loved ones that have died. Spirit gives us the continued gift of faith, hope, and peace. And I think everyone needed a little bit of that, especially in 2021 and even now. So it was to be in person. All right. Even though I wore a mask, I mean, look, you came to my show. So what? I had a mask on. It was still so intimate, so amazing, and so moving and emotional.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The last time we spoke, you know, I asked you lots of questions about your background and your childhood and how you got into all this. We covered all that, but I hadn't gone to your show. And like, thank you for the invite. I attended your show. And yes, that's the number one word I have circled on the top of this piece of paper is like, what an emotional evening. Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, you just gave me the chills. First of all, I was so honored that you came, because, you know, I always invite people, especially anyone that gives me the opportunity to, you know, let people know that I'm on tour, I'm doing live shows and supports what I do. I always invite them to one of my live shows, because I feel you have to have that experience, because you knew who I was, right? You knew what I did, but to be there and then I'm dying, no pun intended, to hear what you have to say of what you thought about the live show, because we haven't spoken since then.
We have not spoken. Like, we DM, but we did not cover this. Well, you know, I don't know. I'm a real person, but I'm not really one of these overly emotional people. Like, I'm just one of those that kind of pushes it all down.
Oh, okay.
It's shocking, right? So you're shocked, right?
I am.
I mean, I guess I feel it, but then I usually skip mm-hmm. over that part. You're like, you feel it. Just, I'm like a Gemini. We like rationalize our emotions, you know?
Yes.
But so I guess I was expecting it to be an emotional evening, but I mean, wow. You know, it's just really, you know, so like for anyone who hasn't seen it, like you start on the stage and then, you know, you come off the stage and you walk around and you're in the audience and you really just go where spirit guides you for the readings.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I mean, so it was a great show. I have lots of questions after being at your show. So, well, as you're walking around, like you mentioned, like, so the spirit kind of guides you into where you go, and like, it kind of, there's really no rhyme or reason, right? Cause I think you mentioned like someone could come with like pictures of their mother and that's who they want to come through. That person may not come through, or you might go over to someone that's so excited to have a reading from like their mother, but it's their like best friend's next door neighbor.
Right. You never know what's going to happen, because spirit always uses the opportunity to get a message of who needs it the most. And that's kind of, I don't mean it so black and white like that. It's because every person that walks in that theater, they hope to hear from their departed loved one. And a lot of times some people really aren't ready. I mean, there are times, I don't know if it happened at your show, but time and time again, spirit will literally say to me, I can feel your loved one. You're not ready. You need a little bit of time, because this is too overwhelming. You know, it's this emotional roller coaster that spirit brings us through, you know, during a live show. And the fact that they just guide me and stop. And then, because how many times will I say to someone, well, you know, your neighbor is coming through, but now your mother is coming through and saying, this is who they really wanted to hear from. I always love when that happens.
Yeah, that's all. So, right. So it doesn't like leave your pictures at home. Like, none of that really helps, right? Like when people.
No, I think what it, how it might help, David, if you want to interpret it that way, it'll give someone the ability to connect easier, if that makes sense. Like, because I always ask for those validations, because my job as a medium, what I always feel like is just to interpret the information correctly. What you choose to do with that information or how you place it in your healing process, that's up to you. And I think sometimes people need that, you know what? Oh my God, my mother told Teresa about the bracelet that I wore or the picture that I hid or the hanky that I brought, whatever it is. I feel that people emotionally and I think psychologically can connect with something so tangible to be like, yes, this is real. If that makes sense.
That makes sense to me. That makes a lot of sense to me. And so the other thing I took away from your show is when you start the show and you're on the stage, you know, one of the first things you say is, listen, it's not about me. Like, mm-hmm. I don't care if you believe me. Like, I'm not here to make you a believer. This evening is not about me. So talk to me about that.
I learned a long time ago that this really has nothing to do with me. Spirit, you know, because people always say, oh, thank you so much. And I'm like, listen, it's not me. That was your loved one. Spirit uses my physical body to be able to relay messages to someone. That is it. The only thing that I take responsibility for is that I'm crazy enough to say the things. And David, you can validate it. I say some crazy things during a live show where I'm like, are you kidding me? I even say to myself, how did I get that? Those words just came out of my mouth. Where did that come from? So it's not up to me. Like, spirit uses my physical body as a vessel. That's it.
Right. No, I mean that, yes. I mean, even though it's a very emotional evening, it's like you said, there are things that come out of your mouth. It's a very fun evening too, for everyone listening. Like, it's a fun night out. Cause you're like, wait a second, did you just say that? So it really is like, and that's the other theme that I got. Like, it really is about healing the people that are in need of healing. Like, is that kind of how spirit comes through? Like, is there a sense of who needs it the most, or that has nothing to really do with it throughout the night?
Yeah. So maybe if I explain it to you this way. So when I, you know, I struggled with my gift, I don't remember if we talked about this before, but I had struggled with my gift for many years. Because I couldn't understand why someone would even want to come to a medium. And what I learned is that unfortunately, no matter who we lose or how they die, we here in the physical world are left with these burdens and guilts, these should have, could have, would have. So I literally put my gift in God's hands and said, if this is my soul's journey, this is what I'm supposed to do. I want to use my gift for healing and to be able to help people from moving on after the loss of a loved one. And that's it. And here I am over 20 years later. And that's why I would say it doesn't matter. And the souls that speak are the souls that can deliver as many messages at one time. I find the people that spirit has me stand in front of, because I'll feel guided to stand somewhere and I'll literally feel like I can't move. And there could be 10 other people claiming that's my loved one. That's my dad. No, that's my sister. And I'm like, nope. Literally, I feel it's this feeling that spirit makes me feel. I feel anchored. Like I can move, but I feel like a resistance of pulling. Did you ever hold like a stone and like you might feel like you pull forward or you pull back? I don't know if you've ever done that or anyone listening has ever done that. That's literally what it feels like for me. Like I move forward or backwards, but my feet don't move. That's my sign from spirit where it's like, nope, you need to stand here. And literally I will be staring at someone and saying things to them and they're not responding. And then like 2 minutes later, they'll be like, that's my dad, because they're in such shock. And I think that's the thing that I learned the most of, where I have to listen to spirit. It's not up to who's screaming the loudest. Yes, you might feel that it is your loved one, but spirit has me stand in a spot for a reason. So I have to listen to that. And I always say that's why I'm good at what I do. Because even though it's very easy to say, oh, I'm looking at you talking and you're no response, no facial expression. You're not saying a word to me. You're just sitting there like a deer in headlights. And 10 other people are saying, it's me, it's me, it's me. So wouldn't you think it would be easier if I just went over to the person, right? That's jumping up and down. But that's not who I'm supposed to stand in front of. because if they're not getting it, that I'm not, I'm literally practically sitting on their lap and they're still, because that's part of the healing and the grieving and the hurt. Sometimes they just don't know what to do. They don't know what to believe. They don't know what to feel. So I work really, really hard with spirit to place me where exactly I'm supposed to be.
And that does happen, right? There's a million people that are saying, it's me. It's, you know, you said it was a mother that died of whatever. That's me. And you're just like, it's not.
Right. Like it could be your loved one. You could be getting a piggyback message 1,000%. I'm not saying it's not your loved one, but I know where I need to stand. I know where I need to be.
Are you always shocked at like when you're looking at someone and they're looking at you and they're like, what? And then finally yes. The light bulb goes off. They're like, oh my God, this is me. You're like, I told yes. you it was me 3 minutes ago.
I literally, sometimes I'll say to them, were you expecting to see Madonna? Like you knew what you were coming to tonight.
Right. Like, don't be so shocked.
But that's what it is too. You know, I think that's something that still amazes me, even after 20 years. Again, we come with the hopes of hearing from our loved ones. And when that moment happens, it's so unbelievable for whatever reason. Some people, honestly, David, it's like, now I have to accept the fact, like, you know what? My loved one really did die. Right? Because sometimes some people are like, you know what? They pretend that they're at work, that they're away at school. And it's like, it's almost like this reality moments in some senses, and people just push all that emotion sometimes aside. And it's like, I have to deal with these things that spirit is bringing up, but it's when to feel the healing, even if I can feel it, and I'm sure you did too, in that room, to feel the healing in these moments is something that I don't think anyone ever expects to feel or witness.
No, I don't think so either. Because I mean, you think like, again, like I wasn't shocked that it was an emotional evening, but you don't think you're going to feel it that right. deeply. And then right. you realize like, this is really a loved one for this person. And like, it is unfolding yeah. before your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
When you're yeah. sitting there watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about, you know, because when you start out the show and you say, you know, I'm not here to make you a believer. Like it's about, you know, me healing, mm-hmm. you know, helping bring relief. So, I mean, so like you are aware of like the naysayers, not to you, just to yeah. like the profession. Why right. do you think, what is it? Like, why do some people have a hard, is it just that, you know, people have a hard time believing something they don't understand? Is that really what it is? Which makes sense, I guess.
I think that's the main thing. I don't know. I really don't have an answer. Like I understand and I respect the fact that someone might not understand what I do. You want to call them a skeptic, whatever it may be. I get it. I'm the first one to say that what I do is absolutely crazy. There's no way someone can communicate with someone that is psychic. I am the first one to say it, but David, you witnessed it firsthand. I mean, there's no way you can make up half of an ounce of what happened that night. It's just, I have no explanation. And the thing is, I used to say for years, you know, people say, well, how does this happen? I'm like, listen, I don't even know how this works. I wish I could tell you this crazy thing that starts to happen when I start to sense and feel spirit. It just happens. I don't even know how it works. But the thing now, what happens, because I just, did you see the orbs floating behind you before?
Just now.
It was like when we first started talking about this, I'm like, oh my God, don't start.
Well, it's funny you say that. I was going to bring that up later because last time when you were here mm-hmm. at the end, you got emotional and you said I was one of the best interviews that you've ever had.
Yes.
Which this isn't about me. So either I am a narcissist or I was just reveling in my moment of you saying it was one of the best interviews you've ever had because I didn't judge you and it was a real interview that I didn't realize you mentioned in this statement that you felt people coming through for me. And then right. I got that. I mean, literally, I was oblivious to that. Then I got thousands and thousands and thousands of DMs that said, like, do you realize that she said, and I'm like, oh, no. And so then I had to go listen to our own show that I did. And you did say that at the end. And I'm like, man, people are like, there's like, you know what, a several year waiting list to get a personal reading by Teresa Caputo. And she basically tried to tell you someone was coming through and you were just too blinded by the compliment that it was such a good show. And I'm like, yeah. And then I listened to it. And so If anyone but comes,
that's why I gave. But that's why I gave you the compliment, was because I literally was sensing and feeling things, and you were just like, "Nope, we're here to do an interview." And I think that is the first time that I've done this, that somebody has said that to me. So, but what happens is, like, because what happens is I lose my own train of thought, like, and everything becomes of spirit, the signs, symbols, what I feel. And I would always say, I literally feel like my brain, like there's no activity. Like, and I actually did something on Dr. Oz where they had a brain expert read my brain as I read someone. And he said, your brain shows like no activity, and you access a part of your brain that we typically don't. There's no explanation for it. And I was talking, but it literally showed like my brain like flatlines. It's crazy. Like there's no explanation for it. And I think that was a big turning point for me, of where I was like, you know what? Yeah, there is no explanation. There are things that happen in life that are unexplainable, and they don't always have to be negative. They could be positive. And that's what I feel like my gift is. It's just like this amazing gift of energy, of the souls of the departed giving us that faith and peace and knowing that they are still with us.
What did Dr. Oz say when your brain was flatlining?
They were just like, it was so long ago. I'm going to have to go back and rewatch it. They were like, all right, there's no explanation for this. There literally was like, there was no explanation. Like, I don't know what's happening, but this is happening. We witnessed it, and you're accessing a part of your brain that we typically don't.
Interesting. Well, today, if you see any orbs passing by again or anything,
I did. I saw there was like an orb. Well, you're going to have to go back and watch it, because it was like right before we started talking about it, I kept seeing this orb. And people have always been like, oh, it's the sun, it's this, it's that. But, you know, how many times you actually see like orbs sometimes, and, you know, you see something flash by, and, you know, just don't take those things for granted. So.
Wow. Yes. Well, I'm telling you, I got thousands of DMs saying like, why did you not?
But wait, were they from family or friends or just from people?
Just people that listen to the show being like, you understand that she basically was telling you that. And I'm
I
like,
love
and
that.
I literally was like, what? And I literally had to sit there and I was like, oh my God, you're right. Like, I was oblivious.
Oh my God. Well, I can tell you though, that there are three souls that are present though. So there are three souls that I feel at this moment. I don't know exactly who they are, because what happens is spirit makes me feel the energy. They make me feel the bond and relationship. Then they bring me through their departure. And then they make me feel the burden or guilt that you are carrying from their departure, whatever it may be. But there is a father energy. So if it's not your dad, it would be like a grandfather or an uncle or someone like a dad to you.
A grandfather.
Okay. And I believe, I feel like I just had a flashback of our last interview. So I'm going to say that is probably who tried to come forward the last time. I don't remember. So know that he steps forward. And I felt when spirit shows me East Coast, West Coast, that's just my symbol for like a separation. It could be emotional, geographical. Sometimes we just didn't get to speak to someone before they died. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So know that he says, I don't want you to carry that burden or feel bad about that separation, whatever it may be. Fair enough. Are you private about that or about your grandfather? Or you really don't talk about it? Because I felt this like wall go up and I'm like, all right, that's my symbol for with someone. And I don't take offense to it. Like I get it, where someone might be private or they don't like to talk about personal things or more importantly, their emotions.
I just don't like to talk about my emotions. Maybe this is why I am a gay male of a certain age who is single as can be. I mean, this might be it, right? So it's not really my grandfather per se, but there was like a distance when he passed and I was away.
Okay, that's fine. Does not want you to feel bad about that, because sometimes that does affect our healing process. Like, oh my God, I'm going to hypothetical this. I never should have went away. I was being selfish, whatever it is. How would I know something like that? Right?
Yeah.
Saying, I don't want you to carry that burden or feeling that way connected to my departure, being able to let that go and supporting your choices and decisions. Now, this is something common that spirit might show me. I just asked them to validate that I was interpreting it correctly. So when spirit shows me an old spice bottle, that's my symbol for that. We smell something of that loved one. I don't care what it is. Sometimes people smell cigarette smoke, a cologne, but it's just for that split second. And there's no reason why we should smell it. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And does it remind you of him?
Yeah.
Okay. Know that that is his soul. Know that that is him letting you know at that exact moment that he is with you, loving and guiding you, not upset or disappointed.
Well, I was away. So the distance thing is.
Okay. Do you connect with quarters? Or sometimes when spirit shows me change, there's several different things, but quarters is something a little bit different. When spirit shows me quarters, it's either you find, it's always with change in odd places, but with quarters, it could be like, I don't know if he collected coins or if there's something with state coins that he collected or that you like, or that you find.
Well, my grandfather was always about save your money and was constantly rolling, you know, like the old timers, like roll the money and those things and bring them to the bank and say, here's the, you know, like all these, he was doing that and then saying, do this and go to the bank and here it is. And here's your first. So that's something.
And he just said to me, he goes, and David does not save his money.
Listen, when you live in New York City, we all live. Our version of saving money is I do save money, but probably not according to my grandfather or parents or anyone else in my family. They think I live very fast.
It's just validate. I just asked them to validate that I interpret the information correctly. That's what my job is. And that is it. So do you have a friend that passed away? Who died tragically?
A first cousin.
Okay. Only because he started bringing him forward, just bring forward another soul, validating. And then the soul went like this. And then when spirit makes me, when they make me taste something, either like a pill or blood, and then they hit me in the back of the head, that's my symbol for where they die tragically and unexpected, and validating that the soul is at peace, even though they might've left the physical world in a non-conventional way, validating that the soul is truly at peace. And who is the mom that has departed as well?
Grandmother.
Okay. So know that they're all together on the other side.
That makes logical sense.
Were you very close to your grandmother?
Close from a grandparent.
Okay. Well, listen, some people don't even know their grandparents. Some people don't even have that opportunity to have a relationship. But when spirit shows me my grandmother or my grandparents were like my parents. And I literally saw your grandma, she went up, pinched your cheeks and was like, Monsieur Michelle, that's just my symbol for where you had a bond with her. And it was almost like, this is my baby. This is my little Davy.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's such a sense of pride that comes from them. And the reason why I say them is because the three souls do not separate. They stay together. So validating for you that what you've done with your life, and I'm only going to say this because that your grandfather just showed me my grandfather when he was in rehab. Everyone knew who I was, but my grandfather really didn't have a clue, he didn't really understand. And he'd go, yeah, they put my granddaughter on TV. They pay her money to talk. She loves to talk, my granddaughter. So when spirit shows me that, and I love that they showed me something so personal with me to really show on how proud they are of you, your life choices, and more importantly, decisions, and also on how you have chosen to carry yourself with dignity and grace. So I don't know if there were issues within the family or if there were some problems, whatever they may be, that's your business. But I feel like they felt it important enough to validate for you on how proud they truly are of you.
Wow. Well, the distance and the quarters and the cousin who passed tragically from something that wasn't pleasant. You know what I mean? It was one of those.
Okay.
That's right on the money.
So just know that the souls are all together and that's it. I felt like there was nothing look, some people come for many different reasons. Some people lose a child. Some people will lose a pet because it's like a child. Someone might lose their spouse. Everyone comes to the experience or wanting to have a reading for many different reasons. And I always say there's no one deserves one more than someone else. healing and grieving is, we're hurting. And we deserve to be able to heal in a positive way. And that's why I do what I do.
It is so freaking cold this winter in New York City, and my skin has been so dry and so dehydrated. That is until I discovered Whey. Whey's new body cream and body cleanser is amazing. It's hydrating, it's skin softening, and it comes in the iconic Whey fragrance, Melrose Place. It's only the best TV show ever, but listen, the smell is so good. It has notes of bergamot, lychee, cedarwood, and white musk, and it works so fast. It nourishes your skin when you need it most, and it prevents dryness. I don't know what I would do without my Whey Melrose Place. Listen, experience the new Whey Melrose Place body cream and body cleanser. Your body, your way. Go to THEOUAI.com and use code VELVETROBE to get 15% off your entire purchase. That's 15% off your entire order at THEOUAI.com, code VELVETROBE. Your skin will thank you later.
If you're anything like me, you get bored with your workout so quickly. Well, the Peloton Bike and Bike Plus are ringing in the new year with so much new classes, new music, and new ways to keep your workouts fun and motivating. I love that Peloton has added boxing. And even if you've never boxed before, these classes are awesome. They help you work up a sweat while working on the fundamentals of form, footwork, and fun combos. I love that the daily workouts have such variety. The best thing I like about Peloton is the new artist series music selections. You can work out to music of a single artist for an entire class, but Peloton also has rock, pop, hip hop, EDM. Now, for a limited time, try the Peloton app free for 12 months, then $12.99 a month after. New members only. Visit onepeloton.com/app to learn more. That's 2 months free at onepeloton.com. The offer expires 1/31/22. Terms apply.
As Valentine's Day quickly approaches, I think of love and romance and everything else. And that's what makes me think of Dipsy. Dipsy Stories is an app full of sexy audio stories. And now they even have brand new written stories. No matter who you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy helps bring the stories to life. Anytime, anywhere. Trust me, I was like, let me just listen to this for a few minutes. Oh my God, you get sucked into these stories. I was just listening to a girl who was getting a tattoo, and well, I mean, her and the tattoo artist, I'm sure you could imagine what happens next. So close your eyes and let yourself get lost in a world where only good things happen and pleasure is your only priority. Explore your fantasies in a safe, shame-free way. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/velvet. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsestories.com/velvet. dipsystories.com/velvet. I stare at my smile all day doing these Zooms recording this podcast, and I love it. But what I don't love is the toxic ingredients in most dental care products. They're not good for my health or my teeth. I want products that are best for my oral health and products made with natural ingredients. That's why I use Lumino. Lumino makes toothpaste, mouthwash, and whitening products that actually help your oral health instead of hurting it. Everything they use is certified non-toxic. Lumino's whitening strips are super effective and perfect for sensitive teeth. It only takes 30 minutes to apply and you'll see results in 7 days. Listen, I've got the before and after pics to prove it, and I love how my smile feels and looks, and I know you'll love Lumino as much as I do too. Get 15% off your order today by going to getlumino.com/velvet and use code VELVET. That's GETLUMINEUX.com/velvet. Code VELVET to save 15%. Getlumino.com/velvet. I'm not such a great cook, and I find cooking even harder when I also want to eat well and healthy. Well, guess what? None of that matters anymore because I found Green Chef. With fresh produce, premium proteins, and organic ingredients you can trust, Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well. Their pre-made and pre-measured sauces, dressings, and spices make it so easy. I personally turn to Green Chef because they have carb-conscious and calorie-conscious options. But they cover it all, whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free. That's right, I can keep going. Green Chef has it all. And you avoid the long lines at the grocery store. Green Chef is delivered right to your door with easy-to-follow recipes. Go to greenchef.com/velvet130 and use code VELVET130 to get $130 off. Plus free shipping. That's right. Go to greenchef.com/velvet130 and use code VELVET130 to get $130 off plus free shipping.
Do you guys do what I do every January? First, you think about the year prior of all the things you didn't accomplish that you wanted to. Then you make a bunch of New Year's resolutions. And as soon as you break them, you feel bad about yourself. Well, get out of your mind. Let me tell you, therapy can help you learn to be kinder and gentler to yourself and help you move forward. I have to tell you guys about Talkspace. Talkspace has been a miracle for me. First of all, they match you with a licensed therapist that you can connect with, not only from your computer, but from your phone, anywhere on the go. I also love that Talkspace focuses on your schedule. They fit your schedule, not the other way around. With live chat, video, and audio sessions, you could easily fit mental health into your daily routine. I also love that your information is extremely private and it's just between you and your therapist. Listen, Talkspace can help you with anything, anxiety, depression, self-doubt. Make your mental health more than just another New Year's resolution with Talkspace. Visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code VELVET at sign up. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code VELVET. I have to tell you about a new nutritional product that I started using called Athletic Greens. Now, I started taking Athletic Greens because I wanted better gut health, I wanted more energy, and I wanted to optimize immune system. Well, let me tell you, what I love best about Athletic Greens is it's easy. I personally didn't have, and never will have time for any nutritional product that is complicated to use. So here's the thing. Athletic Greens, you take one scoop and you add 8 ounces of water, and that's all you need. Also, the other thing I love about Athletic Greens, it actually tastes great and it's inexpensive. It costs less than $3 a day. Also, I love it. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs. So there's no nasty chemicals or anything artificial. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/velvet. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/velvet to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Are the souls, so here's like my grandfather and my grandmother and my cousin, like, are the souls usually always together when it's like a family? Is that always what happens, or you don't know?
Yeah. So sometimes one person will just come through for someone. Sometimes there'll be 5 people. They'll show me like generations. A lot of times souls will come forward, even if they didn't know each other, but they were connected to you. They're connected on the other side because the souls were connected to you.
Do you ever have, because like in the show that I went to, you didn't get into specifics, but there was someone who I forgot if it was like her son or her brother, whatever it was, like you were being respectful, but there was a spirit who came through that you said to the woman and like the audience, like this person died like in an unsavory manner, like you said, but like it was implied like he wasn't such a good person in this world. Do spirits ever come through like hostile to you where like they might just be bad people?
No. So what I've learned, when a soul says to me, please tell my loved one, I'm sorry. That's my symbol for that. They might've made choices and decisions that might've hurt someone or wasn't the right thing. And the soul had learned that lesson. So what happens is the soul then has to relive their life through that person's eyes. So they had to feel what it was like because of their actions, how it affected that person. And that's how the soul heals. When that happens, then they have the ability to apologize.
Interesting.
So, you know, sometimes like a soul, like if they're flirty or if they were like, I think in today's day and age, they say playa. they'll do like certain things. Like they might just like tap me on the shoulder. They'll like show me them like chasing their, why I love it. This old couple, I'll never forget. It was an older man who had passed away, and he was channeling to his wife, and he says, I still have it. And he used to, and he showed me him like chasing his wife around the dining room table. And I said what he was showing me. She goes, yeah, she said that happened up until the day he died. He like died unexpectedly of a heart attack. And this woman was like in her like late 70s, early 80s. And she's like, yep, that still happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do people always go to like a good place when they die? I mean, like, again, like say you were like a bad, you know, and I'm not judging good and bad in the real world.
Yeah.
But like, is there such a thing as like our, what we envision hell or just a negative place when you die?
So this is what I say. Spirit has never said to me, Teresa, it's hot down here. So I go with that. There is no hell. I mean, I am Catholic, so that's what they referred to as. I can tell you though. So I'm going to go back to when I had told you before where I put my gift in God's hands. I only want to channel information that can help someone for healing. I am a big scaredy cat. I still sleep with a nightlight. I'm afraid of my own shadow. I still live next door to my parents.
I know.
But I don't want to be scared. I don't like to be scared. And I don't want anything negative. So I always say I channel souls that walk in God's white light. I have seen, for example, there have been times where this happened once in a live show. A young girl showed me that she was murdered and that her boyfriend killed her and then killed himself. And she says, I need you to tell my mom that he is remorseful. Because I could see, I felt her soul, but then she had me look down and I can see, like, I could see energy there, but I couldn't lower my vibration to get close enough to it. And I could not feel anything from that energy. So she said, please tell my mom that he is remorseful and that he's sorry. And he knows what he had taken from her and how he destroyed her life. And I argued with the soul in my head for a few moments. I'm like, and she reminded me, she said, Teresa, it is not up to you. You have to say what I tell you to say. And I repeated it to the mom and the mom looked at me and said, that's why I came here. I wanted to know if he knew what he did to my daughter, if he was remorseful, if he was sorry for destroying our family and sorry for taking my daughter's life. I would never have thought, David, in a million years, that someone would ever come to a reading and wanting to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean.
And she literally looked at me and said that, and that this is why it's not up. This is why it all comes back to, it's not up to me on who comes through, what they say, who I stand in front of, where I go, if I'm in the back of the theater, in the front of the theater, all the way up in the balcony. That's not up to me. That's up to spirit.
Right. You wouldn't think that would be her motivation, right, or anyone's motivation, right, who lost a child to, right, hear from, so, the person that, you know, a message.
Right. That took their, but what the point is also, I could see the energy, but I couldn't feel anything from them. So again, knowing that everything that I do is protected and always for the highest good of all concerned. So I interpret it that the soul has to learn more lessons, is not at a level yet where that soul is. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have that answer. I always say to people, I'll find out when I get there.
Interesting. Well, like, right. And then one thing from one of the examples from the show I went to is like, I forgot the details, but like you were saying that this one guy and something about cartoons and Bugs Bunny. And like, how would you, and he was like, yeah, I watched Bugs Bunny today for the first time in like 30 years or something crazy like that. I forgot who it was, yeah, but it was something tied to like a cartoon and he, mm-hmm. How would you know that? And he was like, literally, that's the first time I watched Bugs Bunny like 3 hours ago.
And I know that sounds crazy, but what people also have to understand, what I also learned from doing what I do is that unfortunately, there are common ways people pass away. There are only so many bonds and relationships that we have with people, right? And there might be common burdens and guilts that we carry. That's not my fault or spirit's fault. So that's why with every healing message spirit has me deliver, they have to validate it with something completely unique to that person. So that's why you get the, oh, how do you connect with Bugs Bunny and watching cartoons? How did I, with the quarters, right? Like they're little things that only you would know. It's up to, sometimes they're right on exactly what my meaning is, but sometimes spirit will just get me to say something to say, yes, how would you know that? There's no way you would know that or could find that out.
Right.
Yes.
And that's why I don't, you know, why I also have spirit communicate with that personality. I think that's the thing that I love the most, is to have spirit use my physical body to show you the way that they were before they died, to validate that truly from the moment the soul leaves the physical body, they leave behind every and any disability and or ailment. They do not take it with them on the other side. And because again, how would I know someone's personality, the way that their loved one would be or act?
Yeah. Do you find like that's a common theme? Like it's a common theme of like guilt. You know what I mean? Like, is that what a lot of people need? Because that's what I feel. That's what I feel. But I maybe that's just yes. me.
Well, you also have to understand burdens and guilt. People internalize it and interpret it very differently. Some people, the burden is so great that they don't want to live anymore. Some people just might have time, you know, have a hard time, you know, trusting again, or, you know, having a relationship. What, you know, there are a million different, you know, it's an easy emotion to talk about, burden or guilt, but there's so many different layers to that. And everyone's burden or guilt could be completely different.
That's true.
And I think a lot of times I interpret it as we look for peace and comfort. I choose not to use the word closure. Some people like to use that, but I feel closure is so final. And I think if anything, spirit proves that that's not final. We still have that bond and relationship with them, just in a different way.
So at the end of this evening, I mean, I said like, it was like, aren't you, I mean, are you exhausted? Cause I mean, you, I would assume you would be.
No, I literally, David, I was just thinking to myself, I feel so much better because I haven't worked in about 4 days. I literally become cranky, depressed when I don't work.
Really?
I literally, literally, I felt it this morning. I felt myself like a little snippy, like I can't explain it. And I literally said to Lindsay this morning, I'm like, Lindsay, I'm like, I don't know. I don't feel right. I'm like, I got to go buy myself something. Cause I'm that person. I am an instant gratification. I buy myself something. I'm like, I need to feel better because I feel so sad. I don't want to use the word depressed because I'm not really depressed. I'm just like a little sad. And I know it's because I haven't worked. So I literally was going to say to you, David, thank you so much for doing this interview because I feel rejuvenated. So I literally feel rejuvenated after a reading. I don't feel drained. I'll feel tired like a little bit right after, but then it takes me about 2 hours sometimes to actually unwind and be able to go to bed. Because sometimes I need to make sure that I release all of the energy, that there's nothing attached to me. Because if I sleep on it, then the souls can then stay with me. So I really try to, it takes me about 2 hours before I can go to bed. Like sometimes I'm like the Energizer Bunny after I read. So
really,
that's a note for me. Like I cannot go more than 3 days without talking to a dead person. That, I think this is now the golden rule. So I feel like I'm going to have to mark down. Okay. I have to work this day. I literally do feel like that when I don't work, I literally, and I think it's just because I am empathic. So I still feel all of the energy taken on, but I'm not releasing the energy.
Well, I was going to say, A, I'm glad I can help. B, you can come on here and channel whoever for me any other day that you would like. And if you can't come here, I'm sure you could just walk down the street and people would be thrilled to have you.
That's
stop
right.
Them. But it's good to know that 3 days. Did you buy something then today yet?
I didn't.
Well, maybe I just saved you money as well.
You probably did. And your grandfather's probably going, yes.
He is all about saving those coins. Let me tell you, quarters, pennies, dollars, whatever it
That's
is.
That's hilarious. That's
you,
hilarious.
You save your money. Was there ever a reading that shocked you where you were like,
so literally Lindsay, could you get me that card? You knew exactly what I was going to say to you, right? So this is the crazy story. When people always ask me about the most crazy moment or reading, you know, and honestly, this is the way I feel, David, they're all memorable. They're all meaningful because they have helped someone move on with their life. They've helped someone, right? Someone's life has changed in a positive way because of this reading. And people always ask me about But the one reading that I always talk about, and I just, so there's no such thing as a coincidence. I just received, I get a Christmas card from them every year. And this is since 2013. So this happened 8 years ago. It appeared on Long Island Medium. This is the Brendan family. And as you can see, this little boy here in the corner, his name is Shane. And he had disabilities. And the story is the parents came for a reading, walked into the house, and I can feel that there was such anger. And they sat down and they started channeling Shane. Unfortunately, Shane passed away at the age of 4, and his mom never, ever, ever left his side. The one day she decided to go to her daughter's dance recital and leave Shane home with the dad. Shane opened up the sliding glass door, got out the backyard, and drowned in the family pool. So she blamed her husband for Shane's death. And they were on the verge of a divorce at that time when they came for the reading. And I could literally cry right now because she wrote me this beautiful letter on the back of their Christmas card. She sends me a Christmas card. They include Shane on it every year. So the reading went this, that Shane said to his mom, "Mom, I got out. How many times did I open up that sliding glass door when you were home? Dad's soul's journey was to carry my death, not yours. Because if I got out and drowned in the family pool when you were home, you never would have been able to forgive yourself. So this was Dad's journey, was to carry my death." And I watched her reach over and hold her husband's hand during the reading. And I think for me, that was such a moment that I will never, ever, I'm still emotional from it. And she literally wrote on the back of the Christmas card. They send me a card every year. I just got it today. She said, "I hope you are well. We always remember how you helped us during our reading and having our son Shane come through to us. It's never easy for us. We appreciate all you and your team has done for us in 2013. Please wish everyone a happy holiday from us. Merry Christmas." And she always includes Shane's name. And she just, and here it is. Here's proof of, you know, and this is why I say, David, I don't care what people say about me. I don't care what people think about what I do. Is it hurtful? Oh, of course. No one likes to be told awful things or made fun of or, you know, or make a mockery, especially about what they do for a living, or to accuse me of taking advantage of people. This family right here, this story right here is why I do what I do. And the fact that they are still together. And what do you think the odds? Can I just ask you this, David? I literally opened this card today. Literally. And she has never written on the back of a card. I always just get a Christmas card from them every single year. You cannot make this up. You cannot make this up. And I literally just said to Lindsay, my assistant, when I opened the card, I said to her, I go, I have to let her know that I talk about their family, their story, because it helps people not to compare stories, but so people to understand on how powerful what I do. I mean, or what spirit is able to do through me. And I really just want people to know and to believe that the things that go on around them, that it is their loved one, that there is more to life than just here in the physical world, and just to have faith and to believe in that and to hold on to that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can't imagine the guilt.
Yeah. So you talk about guilt.
This woman must have, I mean, when you're home every single day.
And the thing that I love is that her daughter still showed, she still includes pictures. Her daughter is still dancing. And I think that's the thing that I love the most, because how many people don't do things after the death of a loved one because it reminds them too much, or, you know, and to see that every year she shows, you know, Cassidy still dancing is just, to me, is such a gift. And this is why I will never stop doing what I do. Getting this Christmas card from this family every single year since 2013.
You just got it today. So here we are.
I just got it today. I literally, I was getting ready. I was like, oh, you know what? I have 20 minutes before the interview. I got ready early. And I went downstairs and I'm like, I'm going to have a cup of tea. And I'm like, oh, let me open up the mail. I never, ever, ever would have done that. It's spirit.
It is spirit. So
the question that go comes to my mind is like, what is your relationship then like to death? Like, I mean, do you fear death like the way the rest of us do? I mean, even with listen, people like you, now I have you in my life. I mean, but like, how do you fear it? Like, I mean, and not even for your, well, for yourself and yeah, for like others around listen, you.
Let me just say this to you. I say to my clients, I say to them, you, cause people say to me, I look up to you. You're such an inspiration. And I'm like, no, you're my inspiration. You get up every day. You put your best foot forward after the loss of a loved one. That is hard. Like, you give me the strength to do what I do. Listen, I don't want to die. I don't want anyone, of course, my loved ones to die. But the reality is we're all going to die. I don't want to die, but I'm not afraid. Am I afraid to, what is the fear? My thing is being here, being able to fix things for my kids or to make sure that they're okay, right? Or even my parents. So it's a fear, but knowing that I can still watch over them and that they will know because of what I do, that I will be there loving, guiding, and protecting them from the other side. I mean, I've never shared this with anyone, but I dread the day that one of my parents pass. I still live next door to my parents. I mean, I could literally show you their house. I still live next door to the house that I grew up in. The thought of not having my parents is crippling for me. But I know through my gift and what I do that I'll get through it the same way when I lost my grandparents. I mean, I only lost my grandparents within the past 13 years. I was very fortunate enough to be well into my 40s before I lost my grandparents. And that was tough, but from what I do, and, you know, I have a support system within a family, and I trusted and believed in my faith and an afterlife.
Yeah. I mean, that's just my natural question because,
yeah,
I mean, I would think,
I mean, I think that we always fear the unknown, right? No matter what it is, we fear the unknown because we don't know. But you know what? This is why I say, David, and this is my rule of thumb in life. Whatever it is, just do the right thing and be a good person. Then there's nothing to fear, right? So
the rest kind of works itself out.
Yeah. You know, I mean, of course, you know, you're afraid because we don't know what's going to happen, right? What is it going to feel like? You know, I can describe how spirit makes me feel, that they felt as they left the physical body, how peaceful it felt, how they weren't suffering. The suffering was really watching their family watch them be sick. You know, I still don't want to know what that's like, right? But we all fear the unknown. So that's why, listen, I go to the doctor all the time. Call me a hypochondriac. I don't care.
I get it.
Right?
So I get
like
it.
Like the things that I fear. And I, like, I'm afraid of the dentist. How many people, raise your hand right now. Are you afraid of the dentist? So I go to the dentist every 3 months to have my teeth cleaned because I'm so afraid of the dentist. So now it's like, oh, I'm going to the dentist. It's, you know, and we always joke. He always says to me, he goes, oh my God. He goes, I dread the day you need a root canal or a filling.
I don't particularly like the dentist either.
Right?
It's not my favorite.
No, because we don't know what it's going to be like, right? It's scary. It's sounding of the drill, the this and that. But if you expose yourself to it,
you become less afraid.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, the last time you were here, I'm switching gears now. The last time you were here, we talked about how you were just starting to date someone or you were in the midst of dating someone. How's all that going, Teresa?
It's still going good. still going great, you know.
Just figured out, you know, I see pictures of your children on your Instagram. I mm-hmm. see pictures of you at Club Q mm-hmm. with the drag queens. I see pictures
of you. Oh, my favorite thing in the universe.
that looked like a fun night.
Yes, yes. Well, come on. Who doesn't love Tina Burner?
Tina Burner is one of the best pleasures.
Ah,
we're lucky that she's in our backyard, right?
Yes. Oh, my God. We did you see How the Bitch Stole Christmas?
No.
Did you get to go see it?
No.
Oh my God. It was hilarious. It was amazing. It was so good.
It's in Club Q is a fun place.
Yeah. So I've never been there before.
Oh really?
So it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
It's come out of nowhere and it's kind of the fun place.
Yeah. It's fun.
What about, like, what are your guilty pleasures? Like, I know last time you said you don't watch a lot of TV. Like, do you watch any TV, movies, music? Do you have any guilty pleasures besides drag queens?
I was literally just going to say, I don't even know. I'm not even guilty about it. I just love, I literally, there are times where I'm like, you know what? I am a drag queen. I am a woman, but I feel like I'm a drag queen. Like, I've been sealing my makeup with hairspray since the 80s. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know what it is? I would have to say also like shopping for me. Like, I love shopping, and eating. So I think that, and I gained 15 pounds. So I would say eating would be a guilty pleasure.
I gained weight during COVID too. And
here's the crazy thing. I did not gain weight during COVID. It's after, because now really? It's like, yes, because I find myself like, we're able to get together with people, you know? So it's like, oh, so, and what is there to do? Right. We're eating. We're out. Let's have a glass of wine. Let's have a martini. Right. So we're just eating. And I just said, you know what? I'm going to enjoy life. You know, I,
that's how I feel.
I live to eat. I don't eat to live.
There are definitely two types of people. And I think most of the people I'm friends with live to eat.
Yes. Or, right. Like, and we live in New York. So like we're like so spoiled, right?
Do you have a favorite like type of food or favorite restaurant in New York?
I do.
What is it?
It's Scarpetta.
That's a good one.
I love, and I followed them all when they were on 14th Street. Now they're in the James Hotel.
I was just going to ask you, did you go to the old Scarpetta on 14th?
Yes.
That to me is still that's the real Scarpetta, but I do accept the new Scarpetta too.
But I will say, even though the staff has changed, that is the one restaurant that no matter who's in there, they are amazing. And it's just a great, and then they have, you know, the little club downstairs, the Seville.
It's all great, right?
It's all great. I haven't been down to the club since, you know, COVID, but I was just there with my kids last week for dinner. The picture that I posted of me and my son yesterday, a couple of weeks ago,
I think I saw.
We were in Scarpetta. We had just dropped him back off at the apartment, but we were just at Scarpetta that night. So,
such a good restaurant.
It's one of my favorite restaurants. I love it. And also the Polo Bar. I love the Polo Bar.
That's a good one too.
Yeah.
I love it there. What about shopping? Cause you mentioned shopping. Do you have like, if you could only wear one brand for the rest of your life? I know someone asked me this when I was on another podcast.
Okay. That's like, an awful question. You're mean right now, David, you're being mean. One, I don't know if I have like a favorite brand. Well, I'm going to have to say only one brand. Just one. Oh, they've been,
it's hard. I mean, maybe two, but really one.
Okay. I'll get, God,
you could do two. Cause I ended okay, up I'm
gonna,
two.
I'm going to have to say, because this year, I mean, everything's just been fitting me amazing. And like I said, I had gained weight, but I still feel good, is Dolce.
Okay.
And I don't know how to pronounce this designer, but it's called Dre's. How do you pronounce it? Dre's. I think I'm wearing a shirt right now from them.
Do you think I could see that?
I can't.
I can't even imagine.
What's the name of that? We need Lindsay for this one. I don't think
it's Lindsay solves Dre's. Everything.
No, it's not. This is Gianni. But Dre, you know, the shirt that I wore on Kelly on Live with Kelly and Ryan, and then Kelly wanted to know who the designer was. It's,
I mean, wait, if I'll Kelly right approves of it, it has to be good, right?
Yeah. Dre's van, it's sleeveless and it has the blue neck on it. It's
this is just,
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It should be in the second glass cabinet.
I get total closet, and this is like a real tour of the closet now, because now I'm seeing like the doors opening. Wait,
the fact that I know where this top is, is it more to the left lens?
I can't even picture what that would be like with starting with a D.
Like the checkerboard with the
belt. Yes.
Yeah, I know exactly what
you're talking about. Is it here in this first one? Yeah, everything's color coordinated. But anyway, it's called Dre's. I can't pronounce it. Dre's. I follow him on Instagram.
I can't even picture what it would be. I mean, Dolce, I know, obviously.
Yeah. But I have to say, like, Dres Van Noten.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's nice.
This is the top. Wow. But no, it's very Dres Van Noten.
Okay.
That would have to be, because and you know what? Very affordable. And I'm all about, like, I could start pulling out my shirts from Target, like, any second. So yeah, I might have like a Chanel jacket, a Balmain, but then right next to it, there's a couple of Target blazers, you know, I love.
I'm so the same way. I'm like high end, low end. Like, that's my style.
My high end things that I have, but they're staple pieces. They're things that I've had for like years, like some things I've had for like 13 years. Like there are some blazers that I have here that are like 15 years old. So, they're just staple pieces.
I do high end, like bags and like bags and watches are my,
yes. Yes.
That's where it's like a bag. Yes. Like I have a bag obsession and I have a watch obsession.
It's awful, isn't it?
It's like,
all right. So now you're bringing out all my guilty pleasures. I didn't think I had that many.
It's like you just go on that website just to check and see if there's anything new. And then you're like, wait, this is new and it's limited edition. And like, I really don't want this right now today. And then it's gone. And you're like, now I need to spend the next 3 weeks of my life because I don't want anything now in life other than this.
Is the thing. I'm an instant gratification person. I do not like shopping online. So no. I like to see the purchase, feel the purchase. I want to be the purchase. So that's where I go wrong. Cause I go in and I'm like, oh, I put it on. I gotta have it, you know? So
you like, you want to make a day of it. You go, you buy it, you go to like Bergdorf, have like a glass of champagne. Like, listen,
No, you don't drink and shop. No, that's a big no.
That's bad.
That's bad. Cause then you make purchases where you're like, I shouldn't have bought that.
It's a bad one. But then
that's
where
your buyer's remorse.
If you really wanted to buy it, even if you were a little, you should like just keep it.
Yes. All right. Well, so that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to do we're going to have to go to Scarpetta one night.
And I live pretty close to there.
Oh, all right.
I live in Chelsea, which is not so far. I mean, it's the same thing. It's close.
I don't know. Don't tell me. I can't. I'm terrible at knowing the areas.
It's like really like 6 blocks and like 2 avenues, yeah. 3 avenues.
Next time I go, I'm gonna reach out to you and tell you that.
Please
that
do.
I'm gonna be there. I will.
Scarpetta is a good one. Is a good one. Well, let's talk about your tour. I mean, you're not staying home for too long.
Nope. So now I'm back out on tour. So actually the tickets go on sale Friday, January 28th. So I have some shows in what I'm doing now in January at some casinos on the West Coast. But on January 28th, tickets go on sale to the public because I'm going to be hitting the road in April. So I will be all over again. So just check out my website at teresacaputo.com to find out all the dates and tickets. I always tell people, please only purchase tickets through my website. Or through my fan club. I have a fan club. The tickets for my fan club go on sale January 24th. I want to just say one thing about my fan club because people hear fan club. I formed a fan club for my fans. It truly is about my fans. It's $19.99 to join. And the reason why I have that is so you can purchase your tickets through the fan club. Proceeds of my fan club, I get back to my fans. So it's basically the $19.99 is just the cost of running the fan club. And then we are able to do amazing things through the fan club. So any profits or proceeds from it go back to my fans. So I'm really super proud of my fan club. So those tickets go on sale January 24th. So, you know, if you always want to get like specifically where you want to sit, but more importantly, so you get correct ticket pricing. The tickets are no more than $100. So if you're paying $300-$400, you're buying them through a third party. So please, the tickets are not that expensive. I think the highest price ticket is $125. And I think that's like with taxes and stuff like that. So,
that's,
you know,
And you have the meet and greet.
We have a VIP if you want to. Yep. You could purchase a VIP. And that's always before the show, but just check out the city where you live, because in some places we're not allowing the VIP or the venue is not. So
you're going to be on the road for a lot of 2022 again.
I will be. And being a grandma, so.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
You'll definitely need our drink. You know, are you going to help your daughter out when you're home? You're probably going to be on babysitting duty.
Of course. What are you kidding? Of course. She already has me lined up. She says, "Ma, you can't work the month of March." And I was like, how could I say no? You know, I mean, it's a crazy life that I live as it is, you know, being away. And you miss a lot of things being on the road and a lot of sacrifices. So I told her I will be home from the end of February until the beginning of April when I go back out on tour in April. So the tour starts April 6th. So
that's perfect timing. Yep. So everyone needs to check it out. Get these tickets. I had a great time at your show. I loved it. I loved every minute of it. We definitely need our drink at Scarpetta and some food.
Yes, 1,000%. And listen, I always tell people too, what you said, everyone's DMing you, you got to wait years for a reading. Listen, I do have a podcast, Hey Spirit, where I have guests on. You can call the hotline at 1-877-T-Caputo. Leave a message. You never know. Someone might just call you back. You could be a guest on my podcast.
I mean, especially now that we know you can't go more than 3 days without a reading. So.
Yes. Yes. I literally was just thinking, I was like, I feel so much better. But you know what? This is all part of being in tune with yourself, right? Knowing like, you know what, something's not right. And then sometimes you sit back and it's like, oh, you know what? I have to do something for myself. You know, my mom said something to me very interesting, you know, at the holidays. She says, I want you to remember when you say no to something or to someone, you're saying yes to yourself.
That is, listen, one of my New Year's resolutions was to just work a little less. I have a problem with giving up work myself.
Me too. I love, but you know what? There's a difference. I love what I do. I love what I do. So, but it's different, but you know, just in general in life, I think it's something really remember. And I've been repeating it to myself every day because I never like to say no to anybody anything. I have a hard time with that. And I say to myself, if I say no, I really, really can't do it. But you know what? I'm saying yes to myself. So
I am the exact same way as you. It's like, and then when I say no, it is no. And then literally 5 minutes later, I'm like, well, now I feel guilty. And so now no one's forcing me to change this no into a yes. I'm now going back to the no and saying, okay, wait a second. Thanks for the five minutes to myself. I'll say yes. Isn't that, that's crazy.
It's crazy, but that must be the Gemini in us.
The moment's passed. Just stick with the no, right? Now you just
just stick with the no.
You're like, I could fit this in. So we both need to learn to say no, but
yes. It's so hard.
Listen, that is why I love you. It's because you're a Gemini. Thank you for this mini reading too. I did not anticipate this, but
you're so sweet. I love you so much whenever. And it's like, David, I got to drop everything. David, you might be sorry because I go to Scarpetta quite often.
Listen, I'm very simple girl. Just give me the martini and just let me take a sip. And then it's like, life is good.
I have a special drink at Scarpetta.
You do? What is it? Yeah.
I don't even know. It's from 14th Street. Jose Luis was the maitre d' at the time. And he had this drink and he somehow stapled it my drink. And it's literally, I don't even know what it is. I know there's like, I think champagne and I don't know, cucumber.
You don't even have to order it. They just know that it's your drink.
They're like, are you having the drink tonight? And then I always feel guilty. I'm like, all right, I'll have the drink. But just one.
You could have that. I'll have my martini. It's just that and that bread basket. Scarpetta has still one of the best
bread. I just get spaghetti all the time. I just get the spaghetti, the bread basket, and they do make a good espresso martini.
Oh, I've never had that there. The espresso martini is just it's always a good positive. You stay up, you have a little alcohol. Anytime, Teresa, like you don't have to twist my arm to have a drink.
Don't worry, David. It is happening. It is happening. And you know what? The internet is going to go crazy when it happens.
We're going to take a picture. I'm going to talk about it on the podcast. Listen, you can come back here anytime you want. I will share the links for tickets. And really, everyone needs to see your show. It's brilliant.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I appreciate your energy. But most importantly, I appreciate you as a person. And you really are just amazing. And I thank you so much.
I thank you. I love you. I do not say that to all my guests. If you think I do, let me tell you, I do not. So, all right, keep in touch. We'll do Scarpetta and come back anytime. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, David. Love you.
Love you much. Bye.
Ciao. Bye-bye.
Bye.
For anyone who wants to contact Teresa Caputo's hotline number, she gave out the wrong number during our wonderful chat just now. Her correct number is 1-866-T-Caputo. That's 1-866-822-7886. Teresa incorrectly said 1-877 during our chat. So if you want to contact her hotline number, Teresa's hotline number, to possibly be featured on her podcast, it is 1-866-T-Caputo, which is 1-866-822-7886.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.
For anyone who wants to contact Teresa Caputo's hotline number, she gave out the wrong number during our wonderful chat just now. Her correct number is 1-866-T-Caputo. That's 1-866-822-7886. Teresa incorrectly said 1-877 during our chat. So if you want to contact her hotline number, Teresa's hotline number, to possibly be featured on her podcast, it is 1-866-T-Caputo, which is 1-866-822-7886.